Okay, well, I want to say a wee word to the boys and girls. It's good to see you again today. We have a few moments more, and I'd like to use it just to maybe say something to the children. And today I want to talk to you about a vet, well known as James Herriot, but that wasn't his real name. His real name was James Alfred Wright. But I suppose when he come to write a book, that just didn't sound too good, so he used a pen name whenever he wrote his book. He was a vet in Yorkshire, and he tells many wonderful stories. And if you're interested in being a vet, maybe you want to grow up and be a vet, I recommend that you read all those books, and that will give you excitement and some idea of what will be involved in the work. Well, whenever he was starting out as a vet, he wasn't married long, and he was coming to his anniversary of his wedding, and he wasn't well paid, and him and his wife didn't go out very often for meals. But his boss encouraged him on his wedding anniversary to go and do that, to go to an expensive restaurant and treat himself. And he was hard to persuade, but at last the boss persuaded him, you know, go and do it. Don't worry about the expense. Just go ahead and do it. And he named the restaurant that he should go to and recommended it. And he decided that he would. He told his wife. But before they came to the restaurant, they stopped at a farm to examine an ill horse and to see to it. And while he was there working with the horse, his checkbook fell out into the mud. Nobody saw it dropping out. And so he'd finished his work with the horse, went back to the car where his wife was waiting, and then they made their way to the restaurant to celebrate their anniversary with this lovely meal. So they enjoyed their meal and come to pay for it. And guess what? He hadn't got his checkbook. Couldn't find his checkbook. Brought no cash with him. This expensive meal, this once-in-a-lifetime special celebration, and he can't pay for it. And there he is. He's embarrassed. He's ashamed. He's going to have to say something. He's feeling guilty. He tries to speak to somebody, tell the situation. And what they said was, sir, you don't have to worry about it. It's been paid in full. Your boss has paid for it. And you don't have to worry about the debt. You don't have to feel guilty. You don't have to feel embarrassed. You don't have to feel ashamed. It's been paid for in full. And that situation is illustrative of how we are as sinners, boys and girls. For we have sinned, and we are in great debt to God. And we're ashamed. For we have nothing wherewith to pay, and we feel guilty, and we're embarrassed, and we're at a loss. But Jesus Christ came into the world, and as we'll see this morning, he died on the cross, and he paid in full by Jesus Christ. All your debt, all your sins, paid in full. And that vet much appreciated his boss. He was a kind boss, and he'd given many years of diligent service. And the Lord Jesus Christ is infinitely sweeter and kinder, and we should give him many years too of our diligent service, because he paid it all in full. Bless his name.